Robin Schmucker, who is the head of community development for the South African Board of Jewish Education. Good afternoon to you, Robin. Thank you for being with us.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Yeah, so now Kathy's gone AWOL today, and I'm left talking all things Shabbos Project and Challah Bakes, and my threshold is like, not my threshold, my base is very low. You've got to introduce the subject to me. Tell me about the Challah Bake. And yeah, like 101, Challah Bake for idiots.
Okay, awesome. It's actually exciting because I'm standing in Theodore Herzl School in Port Elizabeth. Before we have our Challah Bake tomorrow in Johannesburg. But the beauty is that this is the first Shabbos Project Challah Bake that they've ever done in this community. So it's, I'm feeling that whole new energy again. So it's a good time to be speaking to you. I just think, how the Challah Bake has become such a thing of mass appeal is just the meaningfulness behind it. I think everyone in this day and age is looking for meaning, looking for purpose, looking for spirituality. And looking to have fun, a good time. Cooking demos are also all the rage. So I think challah kind of brings it all together. It's the fun element. It's the cooking. You can be creative, but also it's really uplifting something so physical, so basic into something so spiritual. So that's really the concept of the challah bakes.
A little bit before we came on air, Kathy was kind of intimating to me that there is a significance to all the ingredients used in the production of a loaf of bread and making challah. Do you want to address that?
Yeah, so there's, I mean, we could spend an hour on, you know, the significance and the meaning behind everything. But I think what's happened is that just to make the evening more meaningful and challah bakes more meaningful, so through each ingredient, you go through like a different spiritual characteristic or character trait that you could work on. So for example, the salt, which I love.
Yeah.
We know that salt on its own is unpalatable. It's very, no one wants to eat salt, but sure. We also know that food without salt can be very bland and tasteless. So the point of salt is to draw out the flavor of food. So we can compare it to our words. We can say that salt is our words. Our words, we can like, you know, you can scream, you can insult, which is that bitter taste of salt, or you can compliment and really draw out the goodness in other people with our words. So we can compare the salt to the character of how we speak and our speech and how we rebuke other people. The oil also, it says, you know, oil obviously always rises to the top. It doesn't blend in.
Sure.
So it's an important lesson for life of how so often you try and change your essence or who you are innately just to fit in or just to be part of the crowd. And just don't be, just be the oil, you know, be yourself, be authentic. You'll come out on top. Obviously the oil was also used in the temple for anointing the priest. It's also used for light. So just through each ingredient, you can really go like deeper and deeper into understanding how to work through our character traits, how to bring more spirituality into our lives, how to bring more light into the world, really.
Absolutely beautiful thought, Robin. I really do love that. What also kind of strikes me is how absolutely basic to our existence as human beings like bread is. Could you be making anything more sort of basic or sustaining for our needs than bread? I mean, that is just beautiful all in itself. Tell me what
I think it's also because of the simplicity of bread, it says that we can live on it, but we can't have bread without the partnership between man and God. Like you can't, wheat is something you can't pick and eat. Wheat is something that has to be crushed. It has to be worked through. It has to be, it needs human intervention. So it's also that partnership of how us and God working together is our sustainment.
You said you're coming back to Joburg tomorrow to launch proceedings here. What's the expectation? What's the Challah Bake Joburg 2019 going to look like?
Well, I think what's unique about this year is each year has almost been growing and getting bigger and bigger. But this year, it's boxes that you can actually take back into the home. So there's no mass challah bake in Johannesburg this year.
Okay.
But there's thousands of people, literally thousands of people who hosting in their homes. Some have invited one person to come with them. Some are bringing people from the old age home into their homes. Some are doing it for like a cause. They're praying for a specific person or for specific need. So the stories and the, you know, how many people have come forward this year to just do it themselves is incredible. So that's a whole new concept.
Robin, thank you for enlightening me. I'm certainly a whole lot wiser now than I was a very short while ago. I wish you all the luck in the world. I hope it's fulfilling and everything you want it to be tomorrow. And yeah, it sounds like it's an awesome
thank
thing
you're so
doing
much.
Down in Port Elizabeth. But that's where we leave it.